感谢主，我们继续来学习道理，互相勉励。
Thank you, Lord. We are now continuing to share the word of God in this service.
我们今天下午来谈撒种的比喻。
This afternoon, the title is the parable of the sower.
主耶稣在讲道理的时候，很喜欢用比喻。
When Jesus was sharing the word of God, he often liked to share parables.
因为他可以把那个很深奥的道理啊，用我们生活当中能够看得见的东西呀，他就把它说明出来。
Because he could describe very deep things through using everyday examples through the parable.
可以让那些听到的人呐，就很容易了解。
So that the listeners could very easily understand.
啊，能够明白那个啊道理的宝贵。
And they could understand the preciousness of the gospel.
啊，比如说啊，主要是用花草还有飞鸟，他来告诉我们神怎么来看顾我们。
For example, Jesus used the example of the birds in the air and the grass and the flowers to describe how God looks after us.
他说那个野地的百合花啊，它也没有啊，它没有人给它装饰，但是它比那个所罗门的穿戴还更美。
The flowers on the earth, no one feeds them food, but they are more beautiful than the things of Solomon.
他说那个飞鸟，它没有耕种，没有收成。
And no one feeds the birds.
啊，但是啊，神却养活它。
But God looks after them and nourishes them.
所以他说啊，我们信靠神的人啊，不必为我们的生活忧虑。
So as Christians, we do not need to worry about our lives.
因为神给我们身体，知道我们要穿衣服。
Because God gave us our bodies, and He knows that we need to wear clothes.
啊，神给我们生命啊，啊，但是他也会预备食物来让我们生存。
God gave us our life, and He will provide us food. For us to live on.
那所以我们就很容易了解，哇，神就是这样的爱护、看顾他所造的每一样东西。
So we can understand that, what we can see, God will provide for us and look after us.
所以神啊，就更加的爱我们。
And God loves us very much.
那我们今天来谈这个撒种的比喻呀。
And today we will talk about the parable of the sower.
也是借着我们生活当中所能够看到的啊，来了解啊神道理的奥秘。
And so, we are going to look at what we can physically see in order to understand the mystery of the gospel.
我们看马太福音十三章第三节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章第三节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 3.
说他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种。第四节。
Verse 4.
撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了。第五节。有落在土浅石头地上的，土地不深，花苗最快。第六节。骨头出来一晒，因为没有干就枯干了。第七节。
7.
有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了。第八节。
8.
因为落在好土里的就结实，有一百倍，有六十倍，有三十倍的。第九节。
9.
有耳朵可听的就应当听。主耶稣会讲这些比喻啊，他有一个背景。
And when Jesus was sharing this parable, he had a background.
因为主耶稣在传道的时候，他可以医病赶鬼。
When Jesus was preaching the gospel, he could cast out demons.
啊，有的人就诽谤他说，他是靠着鬼王在赶鬼的。
But other people would say that he is relying on the evil spirit to.
主耶稣就对他们说啊，如果一个城里面呢、啊，啊，大家彼此纷争，啊，那个城就会败落。
Jesus said that if in a city the people are all divided, eventually the city will fall.
那所以我们知道这个魔鬼的国度啊，啊，他魔鬼之间啊，他也是很团结的。
In the realm and the world of the devil, they is very together.
所以耶稣告诉他们呢，他是靠着圣灵来赶鬼。
So Jesus replied and said he relies on the Holy Spirit to
cast out
demons.
因为神的国啊，要实现在人间。
Because the kingdom of God needs to be shown in front of men.
啊，有的法利赛人就对耶稣说啊，你要叫我们怎么信你呢？
And some Pharisees said, "How are we going to how can we know that we can believe you?"
你就行个神迹吧。
You should show us a miracle.
啊，那耶稣说啊，这个不信的世代，除了这个约拿的神迹以外，不再有神迹了。
Because other than the miracle, the sign of Jonah, there weren't any other miracles.
啊，所以说啊，因为人不信啊，啊，除了耶稣基督啊，啊，要被钉死复活这个神迹，啊，不信的人看不到神迹，不信的人看不到神迹。
And those who do not believe will not witness miracles.
啊，甚至那个耶稣的弟弟妹妹啊，那个时候还是不信。
Even Jesus's little brother and younger sister did not believe.
因为他们看到主耶稣在那边传道理啊，啊啊，在那边非常的忙碌，连饭都不得吃。
At that time, they were very busy, and even rice they did not have.
所以他们以为说他是癫狂了，要硬着把他抓回家。耶稣的弟弟妹妹啊，硬着要把耶稣抓回家。
So Jesus's brother and sister wanted to bring Jesus away.
那个时候，耶稣后来啊，回到家以后，他就又从家里出来。
So after Jesus went home, he left again.
还是有很多人啊，在那个加利利海的岸边啊，要听耶稣讲道理。
There are many people by the Sea of Galilee, and they were listening to Jesus preach the gospel.
所以耶稣啊，就上了一条船，啊，他就在船上啊，对着岸边的人啊讲道理。
So Jesus went on a boat, out in the water, and preached the gospel from there.
所以在那边啊，就先跟他们讲了四个比喻。
So he shared four parables to them.
啊，然后他进到房间里面。
And then later he went into a room.
他最后又继续跟门徒讲三个比喻。
And from there he shared three parables with the disciples.
啊，都是有关天国的道理。
And they are really to do with the heavenly kingdom.
我们知道说啊，这几个比喻如果把它连贯起来啊，其实就谈到教会历史的演变的预言。
If we look at these closely, these parables are regarding the church.
啊，那是每一个，这个是分两个阶段哦。
They can be split into two parts.
啊
，two periods.
啊，但是每一个比喻本身啊，都有它每一个比喻的意义在里面。
Within each parable, there's a meaning for each one.
从我们今天呢、啊，下午就是谈第一个比喻啊，撒种的比喻。
So this afternoon we will talk about the first parable, the parable of the sower.
啊，主耶稣讲完这个比喻以后啊，有门徒就问他。
After Jesus shared this parable, the disciples asked him.
他说：“你跟人家讲道理，你为什么要用比喻
？”He said, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?"
我们看十三章的第十一节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 11.
马太福音十三章的十一节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 11.
耶稣回答说啊，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。十二节。
12.
还有的还要加给他，叫他有余；还没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。十三节。所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因为他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。好，那这里耶稣就回答门徒说，为什么他跟大家讲道理要用比喻
？So in these verses, Jesus answered why he uses parables to share with people.
说这个天国的奥秘，只有叫你们明白。
the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not them.
其他的外人啊, 说他们看不懂, 啊, 听啊, 听不见。
So these people, they cannot see and they do not hear or understand.
意思就是说一个人啊, 如果有虚心, 谦卑要领受神的道理, 啊, 所以神就开启他的心, 他道理就听明白了。
But those who are humble, who come to listen, they will understand the word of God.
啊, 但是有的人啊, 因为他心里存了一个成见,
But some people in their heart, 啊, they...
啊, 那好像看东西啊, 好像一层膜啊, 哎, 一个布, 好像一个一块布啊, 把他的眼睛啊, 就遮盖了。
It's as if they have a piece of cloth in front of their eyes, which prevents them from seeing.
所以你虽然看到啊, 但是他看不清楚。
So even though they see, they do not see it clearly.
啊, 所以因为他们啊, 被, 啊, 他们的心脸模糊了。
Because their heart is not clear. It's
啊, 所以我们看到有一些法利赛人就是这样。
So the Pharisees were like this.
他们听到耶稣讲道理。
They heard Jesus preach the gospel.
但是他们看到耶稣行神迹。
But when they saw Jesus perform miracles,
啊, 但是不但他们不信,
not only did they not believe,
反而啊, 想办法要把耶稣杀掉,
in actual fact, they went to find ways to kill Jesus.
因为他们的心眼都已经啊, 瞎掉了, 看不清楚, 听不见,
because their heart was closed, and they could, so they could not see or hear.
所以主耶稣说啊, 我们如果回转向婴孩,
So Jesus said, if we return and become like babes,
啊,
like children, and to be very humble,
啊, 说神就让我们明白了,
then God will allow us to understand.
我们看马太福音11章25节,
Matthew chapter 11, verse 25.
马太福音11章25节,
Matthew chapter 11, verse 25.
说那时耶稣说,父啊, 天地的主, 我感谢你, 因为将这些事啊, 你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来, 向婴孩就显出来。 26节
26.
哇, 是的, 因为你的美意本是如此。 这里主耶稣讲说啊, 有些人自以为啊, 聪明, 啊, 自己以为啊, 非常了不起的人。
There are some people that think they are wise and above others.
说神就把他的一些啊福音啊救恩就隐藏起来。So
God has made the gospel and close to them, so they
但是好像婴孩非常谦卑虚心啊想要领受的，神就开启他们的心呐，让他们明白了。
But those who are like children and who are very humble, God will enable them to understand the word.
所以耶稣说，为什么他讲道理要用比喻？
So Jesus explained why he needs to use parables to
就是要让那些啊, 真正谦卑虚心的人啊, 啊, 他们能够明白, 啊, 这个宝贵的道理。
So that those who are truly humble will understand the gospel.
啊, 主耶稣所讲的这个撒种的比喻啊,
And Jesus talked about the parable of the sower.
啊, 有三个福音书都有记载。
There are three books of the gospel that record the parable of the sower.
啊, 所以让我们知道说这是一个非常重要的一个道理。
So it's a very important, important gospel, part of the gospel.
主耶稣说有一个人去撒种。
Jesus said there was a person who sowed seeds.
虽然这个种子是一样的,
even though the seeds were all the same,
啊, 那撒在不一样的土壤里面, 啊, 就有不一样的结果。
The seeds that were scattered in different areas had different results.
啊, 这里讲到这个种子就是神的道。
Here, the seeds are the word of God.
啊, 所以神的道就是一种生命的种子。
So the word of God is the seed of life.
啊, 要撒在人的心田里面。
They need to be sowed into the heart of people.
我们看彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
23节。
Verse 13.
彼得前书一章二十三节。
First Peter chapter one verse
23。说你们蒙了重生啊，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。第二十四节。
24。
因为凡有血气的，尽多如草，它的美容都像草上的花。草必枯干，花必凋谢。二十五节。
25。
唯有主的道是永存的，所以传给你们的福音就是这个道。那这个道理啊，不只是可以啊，能够感化人心呐、
啊。The word of God
不只是能够让人的心灵啊能够得到感化啊，就让人的性情啊变好。
The word of God can make a person feel better.
啊，那重要的这个神的道说是生命的种子。
But also the word of God is a seed of life.
能够带给人一个重生的新生命。
And it can bring about a new life to be born again.
凡有血气的，好像花草都会枯干凋谢。
Just like grass and flowers, they
wither. 啊，那是这个神的道啊，是生命之道。啊，让我们带来永恒的新生命。
But the word of Lord stands forever.
啊，这个生命啊，会存到永远。
And this new life that we have will be forever.
所以耶稣才说啊，活着信我的人就会不死。
So Jesus said, those who believe in him will not die.
死的人信我就能够复活。
Those who believe in Christ will resurrect.
因为这个就是生命之道，它能够让我们胜过死亡，得到永恒的真生命。
Because this is the word of God. Through His word, we can have a new life.
所以这个
forever.
神的道，生命的种子，说要栽种在我们人的心灵里面。
We must put the word of God in our heart.
所以这个种子会发芽，会成长，会结果。
When a seed is sown, then the plant will grow.
那这个撒种的人啊，就是人子，这个主耶稣自己解释，就是他自己。
The 撒种的人。
啊，这个撒种的人啊，就是人子，就是耶稣基督自己本身。
The sower is Christ Jesus.
所以说这个道理啊，是耶稣自己亲自来传的。
So the gospel, Jesus came personally to preach.
然后门徒听到了以后，又把它证实出来。
And when the disciples heard this, they also went to.
主耶稣升天以后，门徒继续到各地方撒种。
And when Jesus resurrected, the disciples continued to sow seeds.
我们今天呢，领受主耶稣的救恩的人。
And today, we who have received the word of God.
同样，我们今天我们每个人也要做一个撒种的人。
We also need to be sowers and sow seeds.
所以要继续把这个种子继续的把它撒出去。
So we must continue to sow seeds.
让这个种子能够在每一个人的心中能够发芽，能够成长。
So that the seeds can grow in people's hearts and.
这里谈到说这个种子会撒在四种不一样的土地。
The seeds were sown in four different places.
种子是一样，土地不一样。
The seed was the same, but the ground was different.
但是结果就不一样。
Because the soil was different, then the result was different.
我们回过头来看第一种的种子，第一种的土地。
Let's turn back to Matthew to look at the first type of soil.
马太福音十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章第四节。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 4.
十三章第四节。
13 verse 4.
撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来就吃尽了。第一种土地说是撒在路旁的。
The first type of soil was the seed fell along the path.
这里的路旁啊，就是那个田间的小路。
So it was along the side of a path.
因为那个田跟田之间啊都有小路，农夫要去耕作啊，会经过那个小路。
And because in a field there are paths, the farmer will walk along these paths.
那个路啊，因为人走来走去啊，所以那个土会比较硬。
And because people will walk on this path, the soil becomes hard.
本来这个种子是要撒在田里的。
Originally, the seed was meant to be sown on the
soil. 但是有的种子就跳出来了，跳到那个田边的小路上面。
But some fell on the path.
说是撒在那个路旁上。
So they were sown on the path.
因为那个路旁的那个种子啊，土地很硬，它没有办法进到那个土里面去。
But because the path had very hard soil, the seed could not
be immersed.
And when the sower left,
那个飞鸟都在看啦，有些种子啊就在路旁。
The birds came and saw that there were some seeds on the path.
所以当人离开了以后啊，飞鸟就下来就把那个种子就把它吃掉了。
And when the sower left, the birds came to eat the seeds.
所以说让那个种子啊。没有机会发芽成长。
So the seeds did not have an opportunity to be immersed in the soil and grow.
因为那个是撒在路旁的。
Because they fell along the path.
我们看主耶稣怎么解释。
Let's see how Jesus explained this.
看马太福音十三章十九节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13, verse 19.
马太福音十三章十九节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 19.
说凡听见天国的道理不明白的，那恶者就来把所撒的撒在他心里的夺了去，这就是撒在路旁的。说一个人如果听到了这个天国的道理不明白
，So when someone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand，
就好像那个种子撒在路旁，飞鸟就把它吃掉了。
It's like the seed was sown along the path, and the bird comes to eat it.
什么是天国的道理？
What is the message about the kingdom?
天国的道理啊，就是有关从神来的这个道理。这个道理是从神那里来的。
It means that this word is from God.
就是告诉我们有关人跟神之间的关系。
It tells us about our relationship between man and God.
神怎么？神是宇宙万物的主宰。神是宇宙万物的主宰。
God is the creator of the universe.
他创造天地，他造人。
God created the heavens and the earth and man.
人因为犯罪，所以人啊，渐渐的疏远神。
Because man sinned, then they became further away from God.
人活在世界就没有指望了，因为离开神。
So then, man did not have hope because they departed from God.
但是神为着爱我们，所以耶稣基督来救赎我们。
But because God loves us, then Jesus came to earth.
他为着爱我们，为我们舍命在十字架上。
And because Jesus loves us, he sacrificed his life for us.
为我们流血。
And he bled for us.
这样来带给我们盼望。
And this gives us hope.
我们一个人呢，就是要借着耶稣的宝血救赎。
And through Jesus' blood and his salvation,
主耶稣就重新收纳我们了，成为他的儿女。
And we are now children of God.
将来就要带领我们回到天家，享受永远的福乐。
And he will take us to heaven, and so we can enjoy the heavenly kingdom.
所以这个叫做天国的道理。
So this is the The message about the heavenly
kingdom. 所以这个天国的道理是关系到我们每一个人永远的福气的。
And this is about all of our salvation.
但是有的人听了又不明白。
But some people, when they listen to this, they don't understand.
有的人认为说这些道理跟我没有关系。
Some people think that this message has nothing to do with me.
甚至有的人认为说这是愚拙的道理，他们不相信。
They think that is just an abstract example. They don't believe it.
因为飞鸟就把这个道理把它吃掉了所以这个种子没有办法在人的心中来发芽成长。
Because the seeds were sown along the path, and the birds ate the seed.
说这就是撒在路旁的。
And so this is what it means that the seeds were sown along the path.
这里讲到说那个。飞鸟就是恶者。
The birds are the evil one.
路加马可福音说，就是撒旦。
Mark said that this is Satan.
路加福音说就是魔鬼。
In Luke, it says that this is the devil.
啊，其实都是一样的。
And they are the same.
因为魔鬼的工作啊，就是跟神作对。
The work of the devil is to go against God.
魔鬼的工作就是不希望你听到你明白。
The work of the devil is that he does not want you to listen to the message.
所以他把人的心灵就把它弄瞎了，让你看看不见，听不听，听不见。
So he wants your heart to be closed so that you do not understand.
所以我们听过一些见证哦。
So we've heard some testimonies.
我们常常听到说啊，在我们聚会当中，有时候看到主耶稣出现，有时候看到天使。
Some members saw Jesus appear and angels during service in church.
啊，我们知道说，真的神跟我们同在。
So we know that truly God is with us.
啊，但是我们也听过说啊，有的人看到说我们聚会当中，哎，怎么有魔鬼出来？
But also there has been members who have seen the devil appear during.
啊，有时候魔鬼走到一个人前面啦，啊，就唱他的胸部一拍。
And they've also seen how the devil hit them on their shoulder.
啊，结果这个人就迷迷糊糊就睡着了。
And so that person unknowingly fell asleep.
啊，就一直睡到聚会完啊才醒过来。
And slept all the way until service ended, and then awoke.
那所以这让我们很清楚知道说，魔鬼就是不让你把道理听明白。
So the devil does not want you to understand the gospel.
所以我们说要听道理要警醒。
So we must be alert.
啊，免得入了迷惑。
And not be deceived.
假如说我们每一次听道理的时候，我们就想打瞌睡。
And for example, if we're listening to sermons and we want to sleep and we're tired.
如果说啊，有时候我们年纪大了，有时候难免会打瞌睡，这个一偶尔一两处，这个没有关系的，这个都会有嘛。
If we are very elderly, sometimes we get very tired, and this is natural.
啊，但是你如果每次听道理就想睡觉。
However, if every time you're listening to sermon and you want
啊，没有例外的话，我们就要从心里面要赶撒旦。
If there's no other cause for this, then we need to, in our heart, cast out the demon.
啊，或者是我们在听道理的时候，我们心里就是一种对抗，我就不听，不喜欢听。啊，那我们也要求神怜悯我们。
If in our heart we have this battle, we want to listen to the sermon, but then we also
want to. 啊，让我们能够胜过。
Then we need to ask for compassion from God.
因为那个飞鸟恶者啊，就是要把你心中的这个种子要把它拿走。
We must overcome the evil one because the evil one wants to take away the seed away from your heart.
因为他不愿意我们明白真道来得救。
Because he doesn't want you to understand and to have salvation.
所以我们这个种子啊，不要撒在这个路旁的土地上面。
So the seed we shouldn't sow it along the path.
我们来看第二种土地。
Let's look at the second type of soil.
马太福音十三章第五节。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 5.
马太福音十三章第五节。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 5.
说有落在土浅石头地上的，土既不深，花苗最快。第六节，露头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。这里讲到第二种土地啊，就是在那个石头地当中的。
The second type of soil was the rocky places.
因为那个土地当中啊，有时候掺杂有一些小石头。
Because in soil sometimes there is some small stones.
我们知道说这个种子以后啊，也要在那个土里面啊才能够成长。
We know that a seed needs to be immersed in the soil in order to grow.
啊，但是因为这个土里面啊有很多的石头。
But in the soil there's also rocks.
啊，所以它虽然会成长啊，啊，但是没有办法扎根。
So even though the seed might grow, but it's not rooted.
啊，路加福音是讲说啊，这个种子是撒在那个磐石地上。
In Luke it says that the seed was sown on top of a rock.
啊，那个磐石就是一块大石头。
The rock is a very large rock.
啊，上面有一层啊薄薄的土。
And just on top of the rock, there's a thin layer of soil.
啊，所以当然这个种子撒下去，因为有一点点土。
Now when the seed is sown onto the soil, because there's a little bit of soil.
啊，所以看出来好像也发芽长出来了。
It looks like the seed is growing.
啊，但是因为底下是土头啊。
But because just underneath the soil there is a rock.
所以因为虽然发芽，但是它没有办法扎根。
The seed will grow, but it's not rooted.
啊，所以太阳一晒啊，因为很炎热，缺少水分的滋润，所以它就枯干掉了。
So when the sun shines on it, the plants become scorched and wither.
说一个人啊，如果说一个人如果有时候啊听到道理，哇，觉得这个道理非常好。
When someone listens to the sermon, this gospel, and they feel it's very good.
因为主耶稣啊带来真理，又带来恩典。
Because Jesus brought grace and the truth to mankind.
所以我们在传道理的时候，常常有的人一接触道理，哇，觉得哇，这个道理太好了。
So that when we go preach to others and they listen to the gospel, they feel it's very good.
因为他尝到主恩的滋味。
Because they tasted the grace of God.
好像这个腓力到了撒玛利亚去传道理。
It's like
Philip.
When Philip went to Samaria to preach.
啊，结果啊。说很多人就很喜欢呐、
啊。A lot of people liked it very much.
因为神迹奇事很多啊，很多病人就好了。
Because they saw a lot of signs and miracles, and many ill people.
有的患鬼的一赶就出去了。
Were healed and demons were cast out.
啊，所以整个城里面就轰动起来了。
And so the entire city was very happy about all this.
所以我们看到说啊，因为这个道理传出去的时候，有初次接触到了道理的人呐、啊，啊，常常体会神的恩典呐、啊，很高兴。
So when people hear the gospel, they become very happy and very joyful.
啊，但是有时候这个种子好像撒在那个石头地当中。
Sometimes the seed is like is sown on the rock.
一时啊，花芽长出来了。
And the seeds will grow and the plant will grow.
但是底下是石头。
But underneath is rock.
所以它那个根啊没有办法扎下去。
So the root is not rooted.
啊，当然没有根啊，一下子就枯干掉了。
So very quickly, when the sun shines on it, it will be scorched and wither.
啊，所以一个人啊，信仰如果没有根啊，就是这样。
So a person's faith, if it's not rooted, then it's just like
this. 我们知道说那个植物的根非常重要。
The roots of a plant is very important.
如果那个根啊能够扎下去
，if the plant is rooted deep,
啊，太阳再大一直照射啊，啊，它会帮助它越来越成长，越旺盛。
When the sun shines on the plant, then the plant will grow bigger and bigger.
啊，如果没有根的话，啊，一太阳一照啊，它就受不了了，就死掉了。
If the plant is not rooted, when the sun shines on it, then it will be scorched and wither.
啊，所以我们的信仰也要是一种有根的信仰。
So our faith needs to be rooted.
我听一个长老在讲哦。
I heard an elder say.
他说：“你看那些树啊。
Look at the trees.
有的那个树啊，啊，平常有、啊、那个有风在摇哈、哦。”
They will sway in the wind.
啊，所以它慢慢摇啊，在摇的时候，它那个根就越往下扎根。
The more it sways, the more the tree will be rooted.
所以平时啊，风吹一吹，摇一摇，它就越往下扎根。
So as the wind blows and the tree sways, the more rooted the tree will be.
啊，当那个大风来的时候，大台风来的时候，虽然那个力量很大。但是它已经扎根了，所以它还是稳固不动摇。
So when there are strong winds, when there's a typhoon, then the tree will still be very rooted and strong.
啊，但是有的树啊，平时都风平浪静，都没有什么风。
But some trees, even when there's not much wind,
好像一种非常稳定的一种生活。
They look very sturdy.
啊，因为没有风在吹啊，所以它根就不会往下扎。
Because there's not much wind, then they will not be as rooted.
所以当一个大台风来的时候，一扫啊，就整个就倒下去了。
But when suddenly a typhoon comes, then the tree will fall over.
所以让我们知道说，有根跟没有根就是这样。
So we know the difference between being rooted and not rooted.
有根的，它就能够站得住。
the ones that are rooted will stand firm.
啊，根扎得越深呐，啊，它就越稳固。
The more rooted we are, the more steady.
那所以我们看到一些古圣徒啊。
So we see some of ancient believers.
他们就是都能够经过经都是考验的信仰。
They encountered a lot of difficulties.
因为他们的根啊扎得很深。
And they overcame it because.
啊，所以虽然在一些苦难的环境。
So even in very difficult situations.
所以不管什么患难来到，炎热来到，一点都不怕。
No matter what calamities came to them, they were not afraid.
啊，反而让他们啊越强壮啊越茂盛。
Instead, they became stronger and firm, more firm.
啊，所以我们信徒都要成为有根的信仰。
So as Christians, we need to be rooted.
启示录第七章里面就谈到这个盖印嘛。
In Revelations, it talks about the seals.
啊，有十四万四千人，那都被盖印了。
There were
十四万四千哦
144,000 and people who were sealed.
啊，然后说啊。这些人啊，后来他们都穿白衣。
And these people were clothed in white.
啊，长老就在问说：“啊，这些穿白衣从哪里来的？”有一个长老就问说：“这些穿白衣的从哪里来的？”
There's an elder said, "Where do these people come from?"
说他们就是经过各样的患难经过的。
They went through a variety of different difficulties.
啊，所以啊，他们啊，各样的患难，他们都不怕了。
So whatever difficulties come at them, they're not afraid.
啊，所以羔羊在哪里，他们就跟随到底。
Where the shepherd is, they will go.
啊，从他们身上啊，说查不出有什么瑕疵来。
So that we could not see any
没有什么不好的地方，全部都非常的完全。
They were perfect. There were no areas to pick on.
啊，所以说啊，我们呐、啊，不要把这个种子撒在那个石头地上。
So we must not sow the seed on the rocky places.
以西结书三十六章里面说啊，以西结书的三十六章。
And if is it cool?
Ezekiel 三十六。
Chapter 36.
他说、啊、我们不要再硬心、哦、好像那个以色列的祖先他们硬着景象。
We must not have a hardened heart.
说神、啊、要给我们一个新的心。
God wants to give us a new heart.
啊、把我们这个石头心把它改变、啊、成为一个肉的心。
So that we can have a...
肉体的心。
A heart of flesh.
让我们从内心里面、啊、非常的甘愿、啊、来顺服神的道理。
So that from our heart we will truly follow the word of God.
所以我们要把心中的石头把它拿掉、啊、成为一个好的土地。
So we must take away the rock in our hearts so that we can the soil can be good.
我们再来看马太福音十三章第七节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13 verse 7.
马太福音十三章第七节。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 7。
说有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了。这第三种土地就是荆棘里的种子。
The third soil was among thorns。
我们知道这个荆棘并不是神开始创造就有。
We know that even in the creation of the world there were thorns.
我们看到神一开始六天、啊、造各样万物。
We know that God created the earth in 6 days.
所以神看每一样东西都非常的好。
So everything was good.、
哦、所以说神起初所造的一万物、啊、都非常好。
So everything on the earth was good.
后来人犯罪了以后。
But when man sinned.
说神说、啊、人要去耕地。
Then man must labor.
啊，但是这个地又长出很多的荆棘跟棘藜来。
But the ground thorns came up from the ground.
啊，所以这个荆棘这些杂草啊，就是人犯罪以后才长出来的。
So we know that these thorns came about after man sinned.
啊，所以人在除草的时候就相当辛苦了。
So when man was laboring, they toiled very hard.
因为你要把很多的杂草要把它除掉。
Because they need to take away a lot of the weeds.
啊，所以要汗流满面啊，才能够得到吃饱。
So only through sweat and toiling were they able to feed themselves.
啊，所以说有很多的荆棘啊，会阻碍这个作物的成长。
So the thorns will prevent.
我们知道这个荆棘啊，没有什么多大用处。
We know that thorns do not have very much use.
啊，没有办法结果。
They're not able to grow fruits.
啊，也没有办法，就是当柴火啊，一把火一下子一烧就啊就过去了。
We can't use them to make fire because they disappear quickly.
所以荆棘啊，没有什么好的作用。
There's not much use for thorns.
啊，在犹太地啊，他们大概都是把它当做围篱笆呢。
But some people
那个田跟田之间的交界哦。
That some people use them as a boundary between different fields.
啊，但是这个荆棘有时候会长在田里面。
But sometimes thorns will grow among the soil.
我们说啊，它会妨碍这个植物的成长。
And they will prevent the growth of the plants.
因为那个种子虽然撒下去，虽然它也长出来了。
And because even though the seed may grow into a plant.
啊，那是因为土地里面有很多的荆棘。
Because there's many thorns among the soil.
那这个荆棘会把一些植物，把一些水分，把一些养分呐、啊，就把它吃掉。
The thorns will also eat up the nutrition within the soil.
啊，这个荆棘会把这个植物遮住啊，让它没有办法有充足的阳光。
And they will also cover up the plants so that the plants do not have enough sunlight.
啊，所以这个荆棘就妨碍这个作物的成长，让它。啊，没有办法好好的成长结果。
So the thorns will prevent the growth of the plants.
啊，所以圣经里面说啊，我们要开垦荒地，我们不要把种子撒在荆棘里面。
So we must not sow the seeds among the thorns.
我们看耶利米书第四章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书第四章。
Jeremiah chapter 4.
啊，第三节。
Verse 3.
四章第三节
Chapter 4 verse 3
神对犹大和耶路撒冷人如此说要开垦你们的荒地、啊、不要撒种在荆棘当中第四节
Verse 4
犹大和耶路撒冷的居民、啊、你们当自行割离归真神将心里的污秽除掉恐怕我的愤怒啊，因你们的恶行发作，如火着起，甚至无人能以熄灭。这先知在劝勉以色列人呐、啊，说神叫他们呢、啊、要把荆棘除掉。
This prophet said to the people that, God wants to take the.
他要土地啊，要开垦呐、啊，把那个不好的、妨碍作物成长的，统统把它除干净。
The ground needs to be unplowed and to clean it up.
所以说要从他们心里面呢 除掉各样的污秽。
So that in their hearts they need to take away all the bad things.
啊，从他们的行为当中啊，除掉各样的罪行。
And from their daily life, they also need to take away all the evil things.
啊，所以心思意念呢 啊都要非常的完全呢 啊这样才能够成为一块好土地。
So in their entire life, they can become complete and perfect.
啊，主耶稣说这个荆棘就是今生的疏利跟钱财的迷惑。好，我们看回来马太福音十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章哦。
Matthew chapter 13.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
马太福音十三章二十二节。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 22.
说撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道，后来有世上的私利、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，就不能够结实。这里讲到说有今生很多很多啊世俗上的忧虑。
It says that in life man has worries.
啊，或者是受到钱财的迷惑。
Or they have deceitfulness of wealth.
也就是说，我们心灵上啊有一些偏差了，已经偏离神的道了。
is to say that in our lives we have already departed.
有时候心中充满了一些污秽。
And in our life, sometimes we
有时候是贪爱世俗，贪爱钱财。
We greed for wealth.
这都好像荆棘啊，会把我们心中的道挤住，让你没有办法成长结果。
This is like being among the thorns, so that our faith cannot grow.
所以我们看到在古的时代啊。
So we see that in ancient times.
好像那个亚拿尼亚。
Just like Ananias.
虽然他看到人家奉献啊，他也想要奉献。
He saw that other people were making an offering. He wanted to offer.
他的心不纯正。
But his heart was not aright.
奉献是好啊。
Actually, making an offering is good.
但是他是要得到众人的夸耀。
But he wanted to be seen as good.
所以他把财产卖掉以后啊。自己保留了一部分。
So when he made an offering, he kept some for himself.
还跟属徒说：“你看，我就是把全部的财钱都奉献上了。”
And he told the believers that, "Oh, I've made an offering and given all my money."
结果，属徒就跟他讲说：“亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满你的心呢？”
And then the apostle said to him, "Why?" Ananias, why is the devil?
财产是你的，你要不要卖是你的事情。
To make an offering is your matter.
你卖了以后要奉献多少也是你可以决定。
How much you offer is also your choice.
但是你不要说，我明明奉献一部分，说我就是献全财产。
But you should not say that you've offered it all when you keep some of it for
yourself. 这是为着虚名啊，想得到别人的夸耀。
He wanted to be praised.
这个是存心不正确了。
So his heart was not upright.
所以很可惜啊，虽然奉献得不到神的祝福。
So because of this, he could not receive the blessings of God.
有一个财主他问主耶稣说：“我怎么才可以得永生？”
There was a wealthy man.
有一个财主哈。
A master.
有一个非常有钱的人。
There was a wealthy man. He asked Jesus, "How can I go to heaven?"
主耶稣说就守这一命，他说我从小就守了。
And he said that from young he had kept the commandments.
主耶稣说你要做完全人，把财产就卖掉。
If you want to, you need to sell away all your possessions.
然后来跟从我。
And then follow me.
但是这个人因为财产很多所以就舍不得就悠悠愁愁就离开了。
But because this wealthy man had a lot of possessions, he didn't want to do this, and he left.
虽然有心要得永生。
So in order for us to gain eternal life.
但是因为这些财产占据他的心所以让他没有办法专心的跟随主。
For this wealthy man, he was not able to concentrate and give up his possessions.
所以有财产不是有财富并不是犯罪。
To have possessions is not a sin.
而是我们是做钱财的主人，还是做钱财的奴隶？
Are we the master? Are we the master of?
是的。我们是做钱财的主人 ，master 或者是 slave。
Are we the master of the money, or are we the slave of it?
或者是做那个钱财的奴隶哈？
Or,
也就是说，神给你的财富你要会保管，会善用。
The money that Jesus God gave us, we can use it.
所以不要把这个钱财当做你的依靠，当做你的神。
But we must not make this money into our God.
所以最主要就是我们怎么有正确的态度。
So we must have an upright attitude.
所以我们看到也有很多有财富的人但是他们也很虔诚敬畏神。
We see that there are also people who have a lot of possessions, but they are very zealous in worshipping God.
所以不要因为钱财来迷惑我们。
So Do not let money deceive us.
不要影响到我们人跟神之间的关系。
And do not let money come between.
甚至因为财富啊而离弃神的道理，更加可惜。
And worse, even we should not let wealth make us depart.
最后谈到说啊，要把种子撒在那个好的土地。
So we need to sow the seed among the good soil.
说这个好的土地就是诚实善良的心地。
This good soil is.
就把一些杂质啊，把石头啦，把那个杂草啊，通通除干净了。
We must get rid of all the weeds and the thorns.
是一个非常好的良田。
So the soil is very good.
然后把种子撒下去以后，它自然慢慢的就会成长。
So when the seed is sown on the good soil, then it will
naturally grow. 所以说我们把种子撒在好土地。
So we must sow the seed on the good soil.
然后要忍耐的结实。
And we must be patient.
种子撒下去不可能马上就长大结果啊。
It's not possible that the plant will grow immediately.
因为你要慢慢的栽培浇灌，它就慢慢成长。
We must slowly nurture it, and then it will grow.
所以我们要慢慢的忍耐。到底让它长出果实来。
We must be patient, and then the plant will grow.
所以我们绝对不能够揠苗助长啊，时候还没有到，你就把它拔，想要让它长大。
We must not be impatient and uproot the plant.
还要一步一步的能够慢慢的栽培浇灌自然成长结果。
We must step by step allow it to grow and it will
bear
fruit.
就有100倍啊，60倍啊，30倍的收成。
And then it will grow in abundance by 60 and
160 or 30 times. 我们要听这个撒种的比喻。
We must listen to this parable.
耶稣说，凡有耳朵的你都要听。
What you hear, you must listen to.
路加福音说，你要晓得应该怎么听。
And Luke it says that you must know how to listen.
有时候告诉我们说这个道理啊，你要听慢慢去思想怎样让这个道理对我们有真正的帮助。
We must listen carefully to the gospel so that we can reflect and think how.
我们怎样不要让这个我们的心地变成一个不好的土地。
We must not let our hearts become bad soil.
不要让种子撒在路旁。
We must not allow the seed to be sown on the path. We must not allow it to be sown on the rocks. And not among the thorns either.
我们要开垦荒地啊，让我们的心地啊是一个诚实善良的心地啊，最适合啊神的道理的成长。
We must make our hearts like the good soil so that it is best for the gospel and the word of God to grow in our hearts.
自然就能够结果子了。
So then. Over time, we will be able to bear good fruit.
当然，我们也谈到说，我们每一个人都是撒种的人。
And each of us are the sower.
当然，我们也不知道说我们撒的种子撒的到底是撒在哪一样的土地上面。
And we don't know where the seeds will fall.
这个是我们不知道的。
This is something we don't know.
但是说不管得时不得时撒种是我们的本分。
No matter where it lands, being the sower and sowing the seed is our
responsibility. 所以我们只要撒种主要浇灌尽我们本分。
So we must do our part and sow the seeds.
神就会让它成长。
And God will enable it to grow.
所以撒种浇灌是我们的本分。
So sowing the seeds.
如果我们撒到好种子、好土地上它自然就会成长。
And when it is sown on the good soil, the plant will grow.
当然，我们在撒种当中，我们要帮助人把那个不好的土地帮助他把它改良成为好土地。
And we can help others by making the soil better.
我们下午我们就用这些道理互相勉励。
And this is in this afternoon service we use.
我们来唱诗518首。
As mutual encouragement, let's turn to hymn 518.
518首。
Hymn 518.